Ratzon, desire, motivation, is the key to everything. We have to grow in Yiddishkeit. It's not a choice. And the only way it'll happen is if we really want to. And as much as we want to is as much as we'll grow. But how do we want? So maybe you could say we want to want, but don't really find a real burning passion to grow and change within ourselves. So what can we do about that? The first and most important thing we can do is what we've been doing these past few months, which is learn about what is out there, meaning learning how much there is to grow and accomplish in Torah and Avodas Hashem, learning how amazing it is to be a true Avod Hashem, how much direction, purpose, and satisfaction a person who is close to Hashem feels. It's hard to want something that you don't even know exists, but learning about the reality of Kirvas Hashem, about truly understanding with clarity the existence of Hashem, recognizing that we are the creations of Hashem, acknowledging Hashem's providence, His Hashkocha in our life, opens up our hearts to that desire, that Ratzon, to really achieve these levels, to really grow and become a God-fearing Jew, a Yorei Shemayim. Truthfully, it would also help if we would read about the tzaddikim, the kedoshim, the holy tzaddikim, who accomplished these feats. Even more so if we would have the schus to meet a person like that and observe their life. See how satisfied, how elevated they are, what a holy life they live. If we would get the opportunity to meet Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he should be well, and I have, you don't come back the same. Even seeing him for a few moments can change our approach to what's important in life. The effect doesn't last, but if we grow it and we nurture it and we think about it, it can change us. Reading books about tzaddikim is just as important. The things they accomplished didn't come naturally. They worked hard on becoming Yorei Shemayim, having refined and perfect midas and love for every Jew. And with work and the proper motivation, we can accomplish that also. Learning Musar doesn't always have an immediate effect. But with time, it sinks in, and we begin to think differently. As the Kotzke Rebbe said, and I mentioned this past Shabbos, the Samtem is Devarei Eila al Levavchem, put the words of Hashem on your hearts. And they'll sit there waiting for an opening, and when that happens, in a moment of inspiration, when our heart opens up, they'll pour in and enlighten us, and nothing is wasted or forgotten unless we stop trying. Second, we have to learn how to push past complacency. It's important to realize how much we can grow and have to grow. While every person should appreciate all that they have already accomplished, this should be used as a springboard to demonstrate how much we can still accomplish. Once we open our minds to think about what we can possibly still do, what we can take on, how we can change, we'll find ourselves naturally motivated to try. If we begin to look out of our box, the inspiration comes naturally. There's a big world out there, and there's so much for us to do, and it's within our reach. We get excited about doing something new, taking on something when we hear it presented in a way that seems to talk to us, is applicable and can be done, and that's the motivation we're looking for. So in order to work around complacency, we have to find ways to open our minds to what and how much we can still do, how much there is for us to do, what our abilities are, what our potential is, and make a plan, and that'll get us excited to do it. And most importantly, we really need to put time aside to think. Without any thought, if we let ourselves get swept away by life, then nothing is going to happen and nothing can possibly happen. And this is the first thing the Mesilas Yesharim talks about. And he compares this tactic of the Yetzer Hara to get us all busy, unfocused, and too focused on everything else, to Pare's plan to stop the Jews from davening and talking about freedom, the end of Parshas Shemais. Tichbad ha'avoida al ha'anashim, v'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Make them work double as hard, and they won't have time to think, and they won't have false ideas about freedom. And that's exactly how the Yetzer Hara tries to dull our minds. Making time is a must, and the best time to do it is if we put time aside to learn Musar, because that's what it's for, to think.